The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara teaches us on today's daf, Pitam ushmonam mishum yenam. Chazal legezer, then one is not allowed to eat pas akum, or the shemen of a goy, mishum yenam, because Chazal was scared that if a person would eat pas akum, or shemen akum, he might come to drink yayin akum, or what we call stam yenam. Va'al yenam, and Chazal were gezer, that you're not allowed to drink stam yenam, yayin akum, mishum b'nei seyam. Because Chazal was scared that if a person would be allowed to drink a guy's wine, stam yenam, he might become too friendly with the guy, and therefore he'll have a mishter with him, he'll become friendly with him, and the end result will be that he's going to end up, chas v'shalom, marrying a goyish girl. So in order to prevent chasinus, Chazal would gezer on stam yenam, the hainu that one should not be able to drink wine with a guy, which will prevent these mishtois, these parties from taking place. And in order to mechazik that gzera of yayin akum, stam yenam, which Chazal would gezer because of a chashash of chasinus, Chazal, in order to strengthen that gzera, would gezer on pas akum and shemen akum, in order to prevent a person from coming to stam yenam, and stam yenam itself is a gzera because of b'nai seyem, that a person should not become too friendly, should not have social drinking with a guy, which can end up with a chashash of chasinus. The Ramban over here, off in Art, asks two shaylas. L'chayra, it's mavur klar in our Gemara, that the reason why stam yenam is aser is gzeira mishum b'nei seyem. Chazal was scared that if a person will be allowed to drink goyish wine, he's going to come to social drinking with the goy, which will lead him, chas v'shalom, to the chashash of chasinus. The shaila is twofold. First of all, we all know that yayin, which is actually poured in front of an avodah zarah, yayin nesach mamish, is also b'daraisa. We learn now from a pasuk, we had it earlier on daf chav tes, me'asher chele zevochemo yechelu, yishtu yei nesichim. Yayin nesach, real yayin nesach, which is poured, is also b'daraisa. So the shaila is, first of all, why did Chazal have to go ahead and find new reasons to aser the yayin of a guy? L'chayra, the yayin of a guy should be aser al tzapash to chashash shema nisnasech. Let's aser all the yayin of a guy misafik. So why did the Gemara have to find a new iser to aser the yayin of a guy because of b'nai seyem? L'chayra, we can asa all the wine of a guy al tzachashah shemen es nasich. And l'chayra, what's even more shver, frek the Ramban, is that we know that pas akum and shemen akum, according to the Eishrim, is only an iser achila, it's not an iser hana. Yayin nesech is also b'hana, and stam yenam is also b'hana. If you're telling me that the reason why they, if you're going to learn it, the reason why they asked stam yenam is also yayin nesech, they were chayish shemen es nasech. So then we understand why it's also b'hana. But according to our Gemara, that our Gemara says that the reason why it's also is b'shub b'nei seyem, why is it also b'hana? So those are the two shaylos. First of all, why do we have to come up with the new tisibas isafor? Why can't we ask the yayin shemen es nasech? And secondly, l'chayra, if it's also al b'nei seyem, why do we find that it's also b'hana? So the Ramban says three terusim to the shayla. The first teretz he says is that really, to be chayshish, that wine was poured in front of a dezara, is a miyuta de miyuta. It's highly uncommon. Miyuta, umilsa de la shchicha, v'lo yichashin lo klal. The first teretz he says is that to assume that every bottle of wine you get from a guy was nesnasech to avodah zarah, avad, it's only a miyut of wine,
and it's loishchicha that the wine floating around is true yayin esach, and therefore Chazal held that even though they're making a gzera, they weren't. There's no makom even to be geyser otu this mitz, and therefore the only reason why they were geyser on yayin shel akum is because of bnei seim. The second territory brings down is because very interesting for. He says that really we could say that Yayin Esach is taka more common. But, tying it to Ramban, when a goy has Yayin Esach, the last thing he's going to want to do is sell it to a Yid. It's precious, and he knows that the Yid is not going to go ahead and treat it with the same respect that the goy would treat it. And if this was special to him, this was his Yayin Esach, he wouldn't sell it to, said he wouldn't sell it to the Yid, and he wouldn't serve it to the Yid. So therefore, since we find since the wine that we're being geyser on is wine which has been transferred somehow into the Yid's possession, even if we're going to say that the Yayin went to the Goy's possession, it is common for Yayin Nesach to be floating around. But, Tainat the Ramban, that the Yayin which transfers into a Yid's hand is very unlikely to be Yayin Nesach, the same reason why we buy animals from a Goy for Karbonis, and we're not Cheshit there Nevad, because if it taka was precious to the Goy in a Vaydazorah manner, he would not go ahead and sell it to a Yid. And the Rabban explains that even though it's mavur throughout the Masechta that the Goyim, Bizmanehem, tried to be Menasech Yiddish wine as much as they possibly could, and even if you leave a Goy alone for your wine for a few minutes, one has to be scared that the Goy was Menasech to Avodah Zarah, but that the Rabban says that a special Inyan to go ahead and be Mahana their Avodah Zarah was something which belonged to a Yid. But if it's their private Yayin Esech, they would not give it to a Yid, and also, according to the first Heretz, their private Yayin Esech was not common, and therefore one does not be Cheshvet. And the only Gzeira is because of Bnei Seim. The Ramban, the third Teretz, says the Enochanami, the Zicha is wine, which we have to be Chesh Hashem in this Nasech, but Bnei Seim is an all-encompassing Gzeira, even where we know that he was not Menasech, but from Desvegen it will still be Aser because of Bnei Seim. For example, Magar Shloi B'Kavona, right, if he touched it by mistake, so over there, Nisach he came to by mistake, but Chazal still asked that wine touched by a guy, even by mistake, because of Bnei Seim. That's the answer to the first kasha. Why do we need Xeris Bnei Seim? What's the gate to the second shayla, which is, why did Chazal Aser Bahano, if it is because of Bnei Seim, and not because of a chashash nisach? So on that, the Ramban says that once Chazal were asering the Yayin because of Bnei Seim, so then they were some chuad araisa. The Lashon of the Ramban says, "V'loy gozru hano el pnei shesomchu al din yenom shenisnasech marsh loy dezor shu osam no menatzera tolu loy mar shemen isnasech." So the Ramban is teaching up that really the Yisrael of the Gzeira is because of Bnei Seim. But they were Seimachit to Psukim of Yayin Esach. Called Tikkun D'Rabbanan is Ka'en D'Raisa Tikkun. So therefore they were Masnachit to the Inyan of Yayin Esach, and therefore they gave it the full Chayr of Yayin Esach to Aseret B'Hanoah also. That is the Shita of the Ramban. The Ran said, answers the third kash a little bit different. The Ran says that had Chazal not asered Yayin Stam Yena Bahano, people would be confused. Now, it's Bishlai of a Pasakum, right? That was the question, really. Why by Pasakum do we say that's Mot Bahano? And Stam Yena was also Bahano, they're both because of Bnei Seim. So the Ramban is saying, well, because Stam Yenam, the Smach Menatayr, the Ke'en D'Araisa, it's Ke'en D'Araisa of Yayin Esach, therefore they gave the full Chaymer of Yayin Esach. The Ran says it would be confusing to people. People would be confused. How come this Yayin is Butub Hana, and this Yayin is Asub Hana? So therefore, Chazal wanted to be Hishvumi Deseyem to go ahead and make all the Yayin the same. So therefore, in order to avoid confusion, so therefore they asked even Stam Yenam Bahano, even though it's really Aser only Mipnei B'nai Seim.
in the cases where Stam Yenim is Mutab Hana, for example, in cases where there can't be a Chashash Nisuch, the Pshat is, because that won't be confusing to people. People will chap that since it can't be a Chashash Nisuch, there's no reason to Aser Bahana. That any time where there could theoretically be a Chashash Nisuch, even though that's not why Chazal Aser the one else the Chashash Nisuch, but Lameisa, Chazal didn't want it to be confusing to anybody. They asked him and Shubh Bnei Seim, but they made it have the same halacha that it should not be confusing. That's the Shita of the Ran. The Rashba says that there were two, there were later Gzera, that the Isra Hana was created later on, because at that time the Goyim were more into Nisuch, and therefore that's why it was Asar Bahana. But Al Koponim, it says very clearly in our Gemara that the Isser of Stam Yenam is because of Bnei Seim. Now, L'chaira, it should follow from there that the only Yayin which should be Asar should be the is the Yayin of a guy. If you have a Yisrael who's a Mumer La'Avaydazara, so Yisrael Mumer La'Avaydazara, since the Yayin is Osir, not Alts Chashash Nisuch, but Alts B'nai Seyim, and his daughter is Takam Mutter to marry, because she is a Jewish girl, so the Chayre should follow that the Yayin of a Mumra L'Avodah Zarah should be Mutter B'Shtiyah. The problem is, or I don't know if it's a problem, but the emes is that there's often a Gemara. There's often a Gemara in Mesechtas Chulin Daf Dalet Amud Beis that the Gemara says Nalakat. The Gemara over there says that the Yayin of a Mumra L'Avodah Zarah is Osir just like the Yayin of a Goy. The Gemara over there says that when Achav and Yehoshaphat went to battle together, Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik. Achav, as we know, was an Ayur Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that Yehoshaphat drank Achav's wine because it was still before the Gzeir of Stam Yenam. It was before the Gzeir of Stam Yenam went into effect. And therefore, Yehoshaphat was able to drink Achav's wine even though Achav was a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah. So is Mashal from the Gemara that had it been after the Gzeirah, of Stam Yenam, then Yehoshaphat would not have been allowed to drink Achav's wine. So Mael is an offer of the Gemara that the Yayin of a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah is awesome. Now the emes is that the Ramban and the Ran in Chulin Daf Dalet Amud Beis of an arts, they take ask for a kasha. It's Mashma in the Gemara that Yayin of a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah without the Gzeirah, the Rabbanon would be mutter to drink. So frekta Ramban, frekta Ran, why is it mutter to drink? L'chayra, what's with the Chashash Nisach? Why aren't we chayshish that it was nisnasech l'avodah zarah? So the Ramban and the Ran answer the same teretz that coming off our Gemara, that it's mavur klar in our Gemara that we're not chayshish for Chashash Nisach. Nisach is l'shchicha. If he was menasech, he wouldn't given it away. The only gzeir is mishum b'nei seim. So therefore, even those persons of Mumla Avodah Zarah, if there would not have been a gzeira of Stam Yenov Mishum Chashash b'nei seim, so then there's no reason to ask this wine because Chashash Nisach there isn't. And Chashash b'nei seim, Chazal have not yet been geyser. So therefore, since there's no Chashash Sofik derayitz in this wine, Shemin is nasdev, so therefore there's no reason to drink it. After Chazal went ahead and they made a gzeira that they asked Yayin shel Akum, so since a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah has a din of an Akum, even though Lamaisa, his daughter, is Mutter, the Rishonim speak out, but still, the Yayin is still Aser, because Chazal were not polig bein goy l'goy. In other words, even though this person is not really a guy, but since halachically he has the halacha of a guy, so Chazal, we're not mechalik. Zok the Ramban, lav kushi, she'ein stam yayin also mishum chashash shem in this nasech, stam yayin is not also because of chashash maybe is port of vaydezara, she'im kein yisure midirvei teira, elam mishum b'nei seyem nasech, it was asalts b'nei seyem, the mishumad l'avodah zarah and mishumad l'chol ha'tayra kula vadei dinay kegoy. So then is the halacha of the goy. So b'yayin nesach nami af al pi she'ein b'benoyis of isachasnas ben ha'tayra, even though one is allowed to marry his daughter's midaraisa, mikol makom kegoy gomer hu, we give him the din of a goy, uvechlal gzer yaseyem, and therefore he's nichol in the gzera of stam yenam. So that's the holding so far, that the whole gzera of stam yenam is because of bnei seyem. We're not chayshish shema nisnaseh. That's point number one. Point number two is that the Isser HaNoah is that they were medamit to Yayin Nesach. But one snapping a raya from there, the Sibis HaGzera has to do with Yayin Nesach. And it's often a Gemara that the Yayin of a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah is Aser, but not because of the Chashash Nesach, but rather since he has a Din Goy, Chazal were Mashve Goyim with Din Goyim, and even though his daughter is 100% Mutter, but from Desvegen, the Yayin is still Aser, because he has a Din Goy on him. L'Chayre would follow that if we take this to the next level, then the Yayin of Mechalei Shabbos B'Fahesia should also be Aser. In other words, if the Gzeira of Yayin was because of Shemin Nisnasech, and even this, then it wouldn't be a raya from this that we find that a Mumer L'Avodah Zarah's wine is Aser, because it's a Chashash Nisach. But after we see klar from the Ramban and from the Ran that the whole Gzeira of Stam Yenam, and even according to the Rajma, the original Gzeira of Stam Yenam, is because of Bnei Seyem, and we have often a Gemara that Yisrael Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, his Yayin becomes Yayin Nesach, the reason being, because of his Din Goy. So since it's also Bahanot's Din Goy, and Machal Shabbos V'Hesi also has the Halach of a Din Goy. So the Chayr should follow from there that the Yayin of Machal Shabbos V'Hesi should also be Osir B'Shtia. And the emphasis is that there's a Rajba, Chuvas Rajba, which Rabbi Yosef quotes in Simon Kuf Yotes, which says this Befeirish, and the documentation brings it in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, that the Yayin of a Mechal Shabbos Befehesia is also Osir Al Koponim B'Shtia, not worse than a Gertaisha maybe, but Al Koponim, the Gertaisha, so Yayin is Mutav Hano, but Al Koponim, the Yayin of a Mechal Shabbos Befehesia should be Osir B'Shtia. And that's brought l'halacha in the Beis Yosef, and it's also brought in the Darkei Meisha. The Chazon Ish in Sivim Memtes, he brings this also, that the Yayin of a Mechal Shabbos V'Hesia will be Osir, should be Osir B'Hano, he quotes the Rajma, that it's Osir B'Shtia, that the Yayin of Mechal Shabbos V'Hesia is Osir B'Shtia, and Reb Meisha in a Tshuva in Or Chaim Chela Gimel also quotes, that since the Mechal Shabbos has a Dina Kenachri, so therefore his Yayin is Osir, he quotes the Beis Yosef. Now, the emes is that the Chazon Ish himself in Siman Beis asks on this Truvas Arashma. And he says that L'Chaira, and the Hagoyis Chassam Sefer also in Shulchan Aruch asks on this Truvas Arashma. And they taina that even though L'maisa, there is a Din Goy over here, which is on the Mechal Shabbos V'Hesia, but L'chaira, both Sibas HaGzeiras don't apply. In other words, the Siba of Chasanis does not apply. The Siba of Sheminis Nasech also does not apply. And what the Chazon Ish's Kasha L'chaira is, and the Chassam Sofer also, is that it's true that the whole Gzeir is Al Chasanis. But like the Ramban says, they were Moikim in Al Tziyayin Nesach. The Sham Yenam, the Asmachn in the Torah, is Al Tziyayin Nesach. And therefore, Epis Vosa Shaiches has to have to Nesach. It could have been Yayin Nesach, it might have been Yayin Nesach, even though Midoraisa were not Chosh for the Chashash Klal Uklal. But the Pshad is that it's in the Parsha, so to say. And when they ask it Al Tzbenei Seyem, and they acid or goyim, they acid wine which is in the parasha. So since they acid wine which is in the parasha, where there's a chashash nisuch, or there's the sibis akzeir, chashash chasanis. But l'maisa, if you have yayin of a mumel chal shabosis, where l'chayu chashash chasanis there isn't, and what's negia to the chashash of nisnasik is also not shayach over here, because it's not ibid avay dezara. So l'chayra, if the sibis akzeir doesn't apply, and the Tsuras Hagzeira, L'chayr is not Shaykh. So, Tainat Chassam Seif and the Chazon Ish, that L'maisa the Yayin should be Mutter. But they blive tzarachim l'maisa both the chasam sofer in the later tshuva and the chazanish later on in Siv Mem Tes both aser the yayin of a mechal shabbos. Ramesha Feinstein Zatzal dans a fascinating shaila, and this shaila is a negedik shaila, and there's also a letter from the stipler danning this shaila in printed in Moedim Mizmanim in Chelek Ches. The shaila is that if we're going to pass an halacha l'maisa, that the yayin of a mechal shabbos of a hesia is osur al kolponim b'shtia, which l'maisa the Beis Yosef says it, the Darkei Moshe says it, and although the Chassam Sofer is mefakfek, but l'maisa in different truth the Chassam Sofer is machmer, the Chaznish is machmer. One could look in the Steichemed where he comes by Rikas Gadol, the Chus Ben Minyan Tzion. The Achreinim go back and forth on this shaila, what's with the Yayin of Mechale Shabbos. The shaila is a very fascinating shaila. What happens if a person allowed to give a Mechal Shabbos with a Hesia a cup of non-mevushal wine? What's the shaila? The shaila is that if one learns that the Yayin of a Mechal Shabbos with a Hesia is osur b'shtia, so l'chayra, as soon as the Mechal Shabbos picks up the cup of wine, puts it to his lips, it touches his lips. When it touches his lips, he's going to ask for the wine. When he asks for the wine, he's drinking a davar iser. You, by giving the Mechal Shabbos with a Hesia a drink of wine, l'chayra, what you've just done is, you've been machshel him and lift the iver. You've been machshel this Mechal Shabbos with a Hesia in the iser of Stam Yenim. Is a mutter to go ahead and give a Mechal Shabbos with a Hesia a drink of non-vushal wine? Or is he going to go ahead and be menasachet, and therefore it's going to be osir alt Stam Yenim, and therefore you're over lift the iver? Or do we say that just two svaros kilu to go ahead to be masbir why this might not be true? First of all, one svara is which Rav Moshe says is that the whole gzeira is to be merachik from these people. It doesn't pass klal for a person to go ahead and be merachik from himself. In other words, you can tell me that Maisa, Mechal Shabbos Veheski is a bad influence, so once Chazal don't want social drinking with Goyim, they also don't want social drinking with Mumrim, it can come to other bad things, even though Maisa Bita is Mutter, you can somehow get it into the parasha, but Al-Kopanim, the Yisoyin of the Gzeira is that you should not come to social interaction with the other person. Klape and Mensch himself, what do you mean? That a person can't be socially interactive with himself? It doesn't make sense, Mechal. So Memela, it could be, Avada, you might say, look, this exera, about its exera, so therefore, you, even though the tam doesn't shtim b'chlal, the tzir doesn't shtim b'chlal, but l'maisa chazal l'gezer. But, or else you could say that maybe this is so vite, you're gonna aser something which is aser alts, a social interaction on a person himself, that's so different from the tzuris exera, should chazal or avad not gezer in such a case. That's one svara. The other svara, which the Stipel points out is that L'chayra is going to come out that Yisrael Mumer is more chumer than both the Yid and to the Goy. To a Yid you can hand a cup of non-reversal wine. To the Goy you can hand a cup of non-reversal wine. So the Shaila is, so what's going to come out is that to the Yid you can give non-reversal wine. To a Goy you can give non-reversal wine. But the Yisrael Mumer you can't give non-reversal wine. He is more chumer than the Yid and the Goy. But Al Kapod, that's a Shai, Aloch Lameisa, is a mutter to give a guy, sorry, Mechal Shabbos Vehesia, a cup of wine, or is that lifting either because he's going to be a menasachet for himself? That is the Shaila. So in the Moedim Mizmanim, he brings down, it's a letter from the stipler there, that the stipler brings down from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim says that it's often a Gemara on Chulon Daf Pei Zayin, that Rebbe offered a tzedekah a cup of wine. And since Rebbe offered a tzedekah a cup of wine, so in the same Rashba, where the Rashba says that a Mechal Shabbos Vehesia asses wine, he also says that someone who's Kaifa B'Divrei Chazal asses wine. So Memela L'chayr, the tzedekah was a Kaifa B'Chazal. So how could Rebbe offer the tzedekah a cup of wine? It must be that there's no gzeira klapezich. There's no gzeira There's no gzeira klapi himself. That's Reb Chaim's raya. The Stipler is noted that way. He's mefakvik on the raya because the Chazanish says that this halacha that a kaifa b'divrei Chazal is makes yayinesech not bekayrus mumchal tayakula and is yayinesech. It means that the pshat is that he's removed himself from Klal Yisrael. That not the Chazanish learns that it's not the pshat that he's just misleits us on one halacha of Chazal. So he's mistopic that maybe this tzidaiki was a besrusar darga tzidaiki, and therefore he didn't become an apikairis because of his kfir b'divri Chazal. But Al Kalponim, the stipel is noted like that. Rav Moshe Zatzal and Shuva printed in our Chaim Chelakei, he says something a little bit different. He says that Lomaisa, we don't have a Gemara to aser the Yain of Mechal HaShavas of Hesia. He says, although the Mechaber and the Ramo both bring it in Torah and Darak and Meisha respectively, in Shulchan Aruch it's not brought. Although the Shach brings it in the Kudus HaKesef, in Shach he doesn't bring it. And therefore Ramo Yisha wants the Neman that Me'ikar Adin, Avada, a Mechal HaShavas of Hesia is not like a Mumra L'Avay Dezara, even though he's a mumul chol tayakula, but since l'maisa the sibas hagzeirs don't apply him bechlal, like was the chaznish's kasha and the chsam seifas kasha, so therefore his yayin is not going to be osar. Right, me'ikar adin. This that we're machmir by a yayin of a mechal shas of hesia, it's a minik, it's a hanhaga, which Klal Yisrael accepted. But to say it's a halacha, so that Klal Yisrael never accepted that halacha. Masha ein kein. So Zokter Tanya Shem Meisha, about only a minigan hanhaga, not a true halacha. So therefore we could say, Masha nagu nagu, Masha loy nagu loy nagu. And therefore, although Klal Yisrael was knowing that Kishatzmai, that if Mechal Shas Vahesia touches the wine, that they're not going to drink it, however, that's dafka, what's the gate to us. What's the gate to the Mechal Shas Vahesi himself, Klapi himself, that Klal Yisrael was never knowing Isser, maybe because of Eva. So even in the case of the wouldn't be Eva, since it's not Nichol and Minig, that Klal Yisrael was knowing on themselves. So, therefore, since it's not part of the minig, that Klal Yisrael was knowing themselves, so therefore there's no minig not to give a Mechal Shas Vahesia wine. And that's Maskat, Ramesh writes black and white, that one is allowed to give a Mechal Shas Vahesia wine to drink, even though the wine is not Mvoshel, it does not be Chesh for the Iver, and the Divrei HaStipler also are leaning in that direction.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.